Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, in his farewell speech from the Oval Office, President Biden warned of a dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a few ultra-wealthy people.
An oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead.
He also invoked President Eisenhower's warnings about the rise of the military-industrial complex. But Biden warned of the tech-industrial complex and said it would pose real dangers to our country. Biden also touted his achievements like the bipartisan infrastructure law, but said it would take time to feel the full impact on what we've done together. But he said the seeds are planted and they'll bloom for decades to come. Now, KYW's Vic Raghupathy spoke to a political science expert about how the 46th president will be remembered.
Legacies are formed in the rear window of history.
Dr. Ben Berger is an associate professor of political science at Swarthmore College. He says the Biden presidency contributed some measures that should be remembered.
The $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, the $2.2 trillion Inflation Reduction Act. He limited prescription drug costs. There's all kinds of things that he did pretty well.
But for better or worse, Berger says Biden will be inextricably linked with his adversary for the last half decade, Donald Trump.
History can be fickle in that way, and we're often tied to the people who are historically our biggest foes.
As it stands, Biden is the oldest man to ever hold the presidency, and Berger says people will always associate him with his age.
He will be remembered as a very old president. He'll be remembered significantly for that awful debate performance in June of 2024.
And Berger adds Biden's unwillingness to drop his reelection bid on account of his age will haunt him.
Had he done that, that would have been seen as something that was a statesmanlike thing to do, a person who was actually putting his country first. He put his ego first, and that's got to count against somebody.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.